With Laura Fox
podcast.
And look, we've been talking about it all week, and next week on the show we're going to be having the crack at our student ball, but there's a lot more to life than going to college, and I'm joined now by two women who proved just that. We've got Katrine O'Connor and Shauna Doyle, who took the apprenticeship route, and they are absolutely flying it. Girls, you're very welcome along to the show today. Oh, I didn't turn up any of your mics. Hang on, let me do that again. Girls, it's very, very welcome along to the show today.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's fantastic. I'm dying to talk to both of you. We're going to get straight into it because we've got a lot to cover here. But Katrine, what do you do for work and how did you get started at it?
So I'm an electrical apprentice with Designer Group, and I just fell into the role. Like people say in finance, oh, you just fall into a role, the role finds you. I was working on film sets before. Yeah. I'm qualified to do television and film work. So then I kind of just got talking to my gaffer, which is the head of electrical department. And then he was like, oh, go and get qualified in electrical. So I said, yeah, grant. So I have a film and media degree, and now I'm in my apprenticeship. So it's actually just a wild whirlwind, more
so
or less.
So you're in an electrical apprenticeship?
Yeah.
Oh, so you completely pivoted,
yeah,
like to a different area altogether. I feel like though it could come back around where the two could merge into one at some point in the future.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. Like Obviously the industry, there's more health and safety being introduced, so you do need to be qualified at some stage to go into the film industry. So Now that was my plan, and now I'm pivoting again on the other direction where I'm like, I want to get into automation PLC controls. So I'm... there's a lot of opportunity there for my apprenticeship, and my opportunities are, you know, there's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, they're open for you, but you're only in the middle of it now as well.
Yeah, I'm only a second year, so I'm in my second year of my apprenticeship, and basically an apprenticeship is 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been to my first block of my college degree, and that went really well, so I was delighted. Like, it's a bit mad. Like, I didn't really expect
to get there.
I didn't expect to be where I am now, so... yeah, no, my apprenticeship so far has been going super, super good. So I'm delighted now I even got into it, you know.
Yeah, amazing, when you mightn't have. Shauna, we're going to come straight over to you as well. Tell people what you do for work.
So I now lay tarmac. When I left school, I trained as a beautician, and I worked doing that for probably about 7 years.
Yeah.
So I work for a family business, and we actually won the Family Business of the Year award last night at the Carlow Chamber.
Congratulations.
It's always kind of been in my world, the tarmac industry. But when I left school, it wasn't really a possibility. Like, there wasn't really room for girls on building sites. So I had my first little boy, Lockie, and after maternity leave, decided to start working with the family business. So I've been working my way up from the bottom for 7 years now. Yeah.
So this is, you went from, you know, making people look beautiful to making people's houses look beautiful.
Like,
and they kind of do mirror in one. but that is quite a jump, you know, going from the beauty industry to tarmac.
Like,
So you had your son Lockie. Yeah. And then you decided, okay, do you know what? I'm not going to go back to the beauty industry. I want some hard labour in my life.
Yeah, give myself just a bit more of hardship.
Yeah. So that's absolutely unbelievable. Shauna, you work day to day, like obviously outside. Like, how does the weather affect you in, you know, laying tarmac?
Like actually laying tarmac, we can't do it when it's, say, raining, when it's frosty, things like that. But we get the jobs ready beforehand as well. And we also do patios.
Okay.
So things like that can be done when it's raining or when it's snowing or if it's frosty.
Just when it's Ireland.
So, like you're out in it every day. And it's surprising. You just get used to it.
Yeah. I'd say you absolutely love it.
Absolutely love it. I couldn't go back to a salon now, which, like, even for me, is just insane. Like, I'm the ultimate girly girl. Even for me, sometimes I'm like, how did this happen?
How did I end up here? How is this now in my life?
Yeah.
Which is, it is so, so amazing. Like, I mean, you know, you've got a gorgeous blowout here today. I am obsessed with your eyelashes. You know, it's kind of like you really did merge the two worlds. Like, I can look glam and do this too if I wanted to.
Like, when I first started, I used to try and blend in, you know, and like not, you know, I'd maybe like wear hats and hoodies and stuff, show like I'm not girl. Like, I can never blend in, and now I just like, I stay true to myself,
embrace it,
show that you can be girly and do this
kind of
work.
Do both. Katrine, you're on the opposite end of the scale because it cannot be wet when you're doing your job, but you're always indoors. So
we do get wet the odd time. You do get a few fair you know, the rough jobs, but it's not always like that. So most of the time, obviously, electricity and water does not blend.
No.
So luckily, we're indoors most of the time. So we don't get affected by weather the way you would, obviously. But yeah, no, we don't get wet too often.
Thank God.
We're actually, do you know what? The lads on site, we're always like, if it starts raining, we're like, all right, work stopped.
Time to go home.
Yeah,
see
it's
you
time
later.
To go home.
Good luck.
Well, unfortunately, we have to stay and just sweep the floors a little bit, but sure, look.
Do the clean-up jobs.
Yeah, do you know, the little jobs.
Both of these jobs, being an electrician and laying tarmac, they're not traditionally associated with women at all.
Yeah.
Do you think that that is changing nowadays? Like, I mean, you're both sitting here in front of me. Clearly it is. But are there more women in your line of work that you come across day to day? Or like, are you kind of like, come on, let's go, girls. You can do this too.
Yeah, like, so what, on my side, I actually had another female, Zoe. Zoe, shout out. I know you're listening. So she's actually working with us on site at the moment. She's gone to her phase two as well.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to work with another female. But that's only because Designer Group actually do have a lot more females in comparison to other companies. So that's great. Obviously, I get to work with much more females. But it isn't, I don't feel like there is a lot of females. Like, I think, what was the percentage on Joanne's when she was doing the thing? It was, it was only like 4%, which is only,
was,
I think it was
less?
Only, that's only less than 400 across the whole board. So offices and apprentices,
only
400 women in a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's not a lot. Like, it sounds like a lot, but it's not.
No, it's not. In the, 4% of anything is nothing. Like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's so, so low. Your apprenticeship is 4 years long, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're halfway through it now at this rate anyway. It, like, from, because you've done both now. You know, you've done film and media and you've gone into the electrician. Would you encourage more women to get into
it? Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, sure, you look at my TikTok there. I'm doing this so you can as well. And, like, we were speaking at the RDS for the last 2 days and seeing more females interested just gets me going.
Yeah.
Because when I was 17, I didn't have some event like that where there was a girl talking to me being like, I'm an electrician.
Yeah,
sure, I didn't see that then when I wanted to apply. Never mind tarmacking, you know?
So, yeah, so, but this is the thing, and like, it's just obviously the way that we kind of grew up as well. And when I was coming up, it was like, just do nursing, you know, lads do engineering or whatever. And it was like, I'm not good with blood. Like, I'm not good with other people. And it was no fault, but it was a great career path. If you're a nurse, you can work all around the world. And that was kind of the, you know, just go for it. And then eventually I just didn't go to college, you know, because I didn't know. But I don't know if my life have changed if I had known that there were more women in apprenticeships that was an option for me, because it didn't feel like it was at the time. Like, Shauna, do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was in school, it was like, it wasn't an option to work in construction, not at all. And I just feel like if you can see it, you can be it.
Yeah.
So like, I know myself, even going to collect the kids from school in my work clothes, you know, like, I have a little girl that's 5, Darcy, and like, even her little friends seeing me, they might think, oh, look,
I can do that.
You know, it's normal, you know.
Yeah. But it is, it's one of those things, like, you know, it's coming away from the stereotypes of the gender roles and what you are actually perceived to be supposed to be doing. Like, you know, like, beautician was obviously an open call for you and for me. It's like, oh, why don't you just do that? Because there is work in that end of it. But I had no interest in that when I was growing up because I knew I'd make a hames of it. So I am just saying, like, for you going to your school, picking up Darcy and another little girl seeing you being like, no, I want to do that. I want, and it's not even a question by the time they grow up. We got a text in here that says, go on, girls. Pure delighted here listening to you. I'm a fellow female apprentice in refrigeration side of things. Well done, us girls. Woohoo.
I
love the girls.
I know exactly who that
do
is
you?
As well. Yeah, no, I know. You're dead on.
Oh, obsessed with all this. Okay, genuinely, if a young person is listening now and says, I'd love to have a crack at this, like, where can they go? Tell me a little bit about Building Heroes. Who wants to take that on?
who will speak? So, Building Heroes, you can find them at Building Heroes IRL. Also, if you're interested in an apprenticeship, look up apprentices. Is it apprenticeship.ie? Yeah, no, that's where you go. Look on Indeed, cold call people, ring up your local electrician or your plumber or tarmacker. Just say, can I get a bit of work experience with you?
Yeah.
Do the odd Saturday, sure, get a pair of boots on, get your jeans on, and sure, get going.
Get a
pair of
boots,
there's nothing stopping you at all. Just get a bit of work experience and sure, you're flying.
That is like the best advice I've heard just for life across the board in general.
Yeah.
It's call up your local whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fill in the blank there. Whatever it is that you think you want to do. We tell these people about radio all the time and stuff like that. Call your local and just see about the work experience. That's, even though I tell people this all day, every day, I never would in a million years have thought, oh, actually, can I do a bit of work experience with you? You know, it's just, it's when you say it out loud, it sounds so stupid that you wouldn't automatically think of it. Katrina O'Connor and Shauna Doyle. Shauna, give us your Instagram handle there if people want to go and check you out.
It's At the Tarmac and Mammy.
The Tarmac and Mammy. Yeah. Perfect. I reshared something on my Instagram page so other people can check out. Katrine, yours, please, and your TikTok.
I'm added to her tool bag and added to her on TikTok.
Added to her tool bag and added to her on TikTok. I will also reshare both of those. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with
us
today.
Thanks so much.
If you think that an apprenticeship might be for you, there is more info at Building Heroes, IRL, Instagram, TikTok, and even Facebook. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox.
Podcast.